So in our journey through Matthew this morning, we have come to the end of Matthew's summary of the good news of the kingdom. Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 29. Let's listen to these words our Lord Jesus taught. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many deeds of power in your name? Then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Go away from me, you evildoers. So everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on a rock. The rain fell, the floods came, the winds blew and beat against that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on a rock. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell. And great was its fall. Now when Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as their scribes. May God bless to our understanding this reading of the most holy word. So the Sermon on the Mount concludes with one of the most obvious teachings in the Bible. Two houses, one built on a rock, one built on sand. And we all know what happens to sandcastles, right? And Jesus used that story to illustrate what happens when people hear his words and do them. So this morning, we're going to focus on one of the last words in Matthew chapter 7. Because Matthew tells us that when Jesus had finished saying all these things, the crowds were astonished because Jesus taught with authority. Now that word authority can bring up a lot of different images and emotions in many of us. Some of them can be very positive. Some of them can be negative. What does authority mean to you? What does it mean to have authority? What does it mean to submit to authority? For the next few minutes, we're going to reflect a little bit on what Jesus' authority can mean in our lives. First, let's pray. Our Lord and our God, you've taught us many, many things. There are so many, many things that we learn each day that some have to do with you and your kingdom, and many of them just don't. Help us, Lord, to distinguish between those things and be about the work you have called us to do. As we gather around your word this morning, Lord, give us the presence and power of your spirit of wisdom and truth so that we can hear and understand what you are saying to us today. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. About 10 years ago, this image was all over the news. Can you believe it's been that long? 10 years. On January 15th, 2009, Chesley Burnett Sullenberger III successfully landed U.S. Airways Flight 1549 right in the middle of the Hudson River, just off Manhattan Island. Okay, his Airbus A320 lost both engines right after taking off from LaGuardia International Airport when they inadvertently flew through a flock of geese. And with nowhere else to go, Sully and First Officer Fred Skiles negotiated what the National Transportation Safety Board described as the most successful ditching effort in the history of aviation. How does something like that happen? Well, perhaps Sully, as many people call him, summarized it best himself. He said, For the past 42 years, I have been making small, regular deposits in the bank of experience, education, and training. On January 15th, the balance was sufficient enough for me to make a very large withdrawal. See, what most all of us never got to see were the thousands and thousands of flight hours he logged, or the thousands and thousands of hours he spent in a flight simulator dealing with those kinds of emergencies, and the millions and millions of times he played out those scenarios in his own mind, wondering what he would do when something like that happened. But because he did those things, he had the kind of authority he needed to save the lives of all 155 people aboard that airplane. So what does authority mean to you? A couple thousand years ago, this guy named Jesus wandered around a region of the ancient world called Galilee, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom. In all likelihood, Jesus said the same kinds of things many different times in many different locations. Matthew, one of his disciples, wrote some of those things down for us to read in chapters 5, 6, and 7 of his gospel. That's where Jesus teaches things like what brings true and significant blessing to life. He taught us about God's law and what it actually means. He taught about the proper perspectives on things like religion and wealth and worry. He taught about the perils of passing judgment on others. He taught about how very generous God actually wants to be. He taught us to do unto others as we would have them do unto us. He taught us about narrow gates and wide roads. He talked about good trees and bad trees, good fruit and bad fruit. He talked about hearing and doing his words. Many of the most familiar sayings of Jesus are recorded right here in these three chapters of the Bible. And Matthew tells us that when Jesus taught them, he didn't teach like the scribes. He taught with authority. So what's that mean? Well, one thing having authority means is that you have a very high level of expertise. I think sometimes many people confuse the terms authority and authoritarian. And one of the ways I have found helpful to differentiate those two terms in my own mind is that people with authority actually know what they're talking about. Authoritarians want you to think they know what they're talking about. It's kind of like a story I once heard about a young second lieutenant down at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. He was standing in front of a vending machine trying to buy a soft drink. He discovered he didn't have any change. A private was walking by, and the second lieutenant shouted out, "Hey, do you have change for a dollar?" And the private said, "I think so, let me check." And all of a sudden, the second lieutenant bristled up sternly, and he said, "Soldier, that's no way to address an officer. Let's try this again. Do you have change for a dollar?" The private came to attention, saluted smartly, and said, "No, sir." He had a certain amount of authority over that private because of his rank, but he was not able to use that authority in an effective manner. Jesus knew what he was talking about, and he was able to affect dramatic change in people's lives. There's a story in the Gospel of Mark about these guys who brought a paralyzed friend to see Jesus. But there were so many people in the house where Jesus was, they were just cram-packed in there, and the guys could not get close to Jesus. So they carried their paralyzed friend up on top of this flat roof, and they cut this gigantic hole, and they lowered their friend down on his mat. And when Jesus saw it, he said, "Son, your sins are forgiven." And these scribes that were sitting around started muttering to one another, "This guy has no clue what he's talking about. Only God can forgive sins." Jesus responded by telling them that he knew exactly what he was talking about. "The Son of Man," Jesus said, referring to himself, "has authority to forgive on earth, to forgive sins." And he healed the paralyzed man. People with authority have the kind of expertise that lets them know exactly what they're talking about. Jesus has that kind of expertise. Another thing about people with authority is that they have the ability to see the big picture. Authoritarians tend to see just what's right in front of them. Authority sees that there's always more than meets the eye. In his book, In the Eye of the Storm, Max Lucado shares a story that he got from a guy named Frank Koch. These two battleships had been on maneuvers at sea in very heavy weather for several days. Koch was on watch on the bridge of the lead battleship just as night was falling. The visibility was so poor that the captain had remained on the bridge just to monitor the activities. Just after dark, the lookout on the wing reported light bearing off the starboard bow. "Is it steady or moving astern?" the captain called out. "It's steady, captain," which meant they were on a collision course. So the captain ordered the signal man, "Signal, change your course 20 degrees. Signal came back, "Advisable you change your course 20 degrees. Well, the captain was quick to respond. He said, "You send a signal, I'm a captain, change your course 20 degrees. The signal came back, "I'm a seaman second class. You change your course 20 degrees. And at that point, the captain was just furious. He said, "Signal, I'm a battleship. Change your course." The flashing signal came back, "I'm a lighthouse." The battleship changed course. We never have the whole picture. And when we refuse to realize or admit that, we get ourselves in a lot of trouble. One day, Jesus was challenged significantly by one of his close friends. Jesus had just made the announcement that he was going to Jerusalem and that he was going to suffer a great many things. He was going to be killed, but on the third day he would be raised from the dead. Simon Peter, his closest friend, said, "Lord, I'm never going to let that happen to you." And he received one of the harshest rebukes recorded in the Bible because he failed to see the big picture. People with authority always know that there's more than meets the eye. Jesus has that kind of authority. And one final thing about authority is that those who actually have it never use it to exploit other people. Jesus' authority came from God, but never once did Jesus use his authority for his own benefit. In fact, Jesus submitted his divine authority to the religious and political authorities of his day, and they killed him. But Jesus didn't stay dead. On the third day, he did come back. He appeared to his disciples, and in his final earthly action, he made a very incredible declaration. Right at the end of Matthew's gospel, Jesus says, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach them to do everything I have commanded you to do, and remember, I am always with you to the close of the age." So what's your authority? Who do you believe knows exactly what they're talking about? Who do you trust to have the whole picture in mind? Who do you know beyond a shadow of a doubt is never going to use their position to take advantage of you or anybody else? Because friends, the call's coming. Maybe some of you've already received it. And one of these days you're going to answer the phone, or you're going to open a letter or an email or just hear something through the grapevine, and it's going to be the worst possible news you would ever hope to hear. It's going to be the doctor, "I'm sorry, there's just nothing else we can do." Or it's going to be a police officer, "The cars were just going way too fast." Or it's going to be your boss, "We got to make a few cutbacks." Whatever it is, it's going to be something that will jerk the props right out from under you. Now, there is this heresy that has been floating around some churches for a while that proclaims that it is possible to never have to experience anything like that. It's called the prosperity gospel. And it basically states that if you get right with God and do every single thing that Jesus wants you to do, your life is just going to be a bed of roses and everything's going to work out just the way you want it to. Now, it's true, God does not want any of us to hurt. But the reality of life that Jesus knew so deeply is that things go south. And when they do with incredible speed. Your plane takes off, and right after takeoff, you fly through a flock of geese, lose both engines. What are you going to do? What's your authority when the rain comes down and the floods come up and the wind blows and beats against you unmercifully? Where do you turn? Jesus' message is clear. Those who hear his words and do them, making small, regular deposits in the bank of experience education and training at the feet of the one who has all authority in heaven and on earth will experience the full benefit of life in the kingdom of heaven. Let us pray. God Almighty, you are so loving and so gracious. You do have our best interest in mind, and you want the very best for us. You want us to know life and know it abundantly. But Lord, sometimes things happen, and when they do, we hurt. But you have promised, Lord, that no matter what, you are always there with us, right beside us, to the close of the age. Help us, Lord, hear your words and do them. For we pray in your precious name, Lord Jesus. Amen.